Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low of 62. Mount Pleasant police continue investigating a hit-and-run accident involving three victims, two with injuries after initially getting a call about 4:30 this morning for a possible drive-by shooting along Sheridan Road north of Highway KR. One young man was found in the street with what was thought to have been a gunshot wound to the face and another located with a leg injury. A third victim had minor injuries. As the investigation unfolded and police dealt with all three victims being highly intoxicated, they learned that it was a hit and run and the offending vehicle, which may have been dark in color, fled south on Highway 32. Budget season in Caledonia got underway last night with Village Administrator Tom Christensen presenting his proposed 2017 budget to the board. Calling the second budget he's presented more challenging than the first, Christensen says his proposed spending plan is balanced while addressing some concerns within the village. With a new village hall set to open, he is proposing the office portion of the existing structure be demolished and a garage for village equipment constructed in its place.
It would free up enough room for the highway equipment to be moved back to the current village hall site, and we would be able to begin purchasing next year trucks with wing plows, which would greatly improve our efficiency in snow removal.
Christensen is also proposing the creation of a new position of Human Resources Assistant Village Administrator to address the village's HR needs. It also includes funding for a 2% across-the-board wage increase for village employees except the administrator to allow for merit increases. The proposed budget includes a $150,000 or 1.11% increase in the tax levy over this year's spending plan. The Village Board will now go to work debating the budget for approval later this year. The public hearing will be at 6 p.m. on November 21st. The Burlington Common Council meets at 6:30 tonight in Committee of the Whole prior to the regular meeting to deal with such issues as the proposed purchase of digital radios for the fire department through a deal with the county involving a 10-year loan and payback totaling almost $135,500. Outdated radios would be replaced. And an engineering agreement with Kapoor & Associates in traffic analysis and design to prepare a traffic operation and safety study for the intersection of Pine Street and Milwaukee Avenue. The study is being prompted in part by vehicles caught waiting to turn onto Pine Street. Last week, Racine City Engineer John Rooney indicated the two new roundabouts on reconstructed State Street would be opening at the end of the month, and now it's official. Friday, September 30th is the date. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
The motoring public has already had a chance to travel the new concrete, heading towards Spring Street and Memorial Drive from the west. But Rooney says it all will open up on the 30th, which is about 6 months after the work began. Rooney adding that some final touches, including the planting of trees, that still needs to take place, but otherwise the long detour will be over and some new traffic patterns created. I'm Tom Kirko, WRJN News.
It was just a matter of time before the external changes started showing up, and now comes word the signs for the All Saints Hospital campus in Racine will be switching from Wheaton Franciscan to Ascension. The new formal name of the medical complex will be Ascension All Saints Hospital. The signs will be appearing over the next year and a half. Ascension is the largest nonprofit healthcare system in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be collecting deer heads for chronic wasting disease surveillance testing in Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties during the archery and gun hunting seasons. Anyone harvesting an adult deer in any of those three counties is asked to consider submitting a sample for CWD testing. Sampling efforts in Walworth County will look into the disease intensity in southeast Wisconsin and extending into northern Illinois. After a year's hiatus, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show will be back in 2017. Scheduling issues and no financial support led to this year's show being scrapped. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will headline next year's show, scheduled for July 15th, 16th, and 17th. An announcement of a title sponsor will be made tomorrow. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.